Adjust your presentation if fish aren't biting. We're moving down the shoreline next on Western Live Radio.
Get ready to ride PWCs and OHVs this summer season with Utah State Parks Online Education. OHV education is required for youth aged to 15, and PWC education is required for youth aged 12 to 17. Utah's personal watercraft and off-highway vehicle youth education programs required by law are now online at www.stateparks.utah.gov.
Personal security is up to you as a person. TaylorGunsmithing.com.
Change up your presentation if fish aren't taking. What you're offering? George Summer with the Utah Boating Advisory Council. Make some adjustments.
It's usually move, or if you know there's fish there and you're not getting bit, you can see the fish, something's going on, then change up what you're doing, your presentation, whether it's the bait you're using, a lure, something like that, or the depth, or the retrieve. Find that combination that works to get those fish excited. And then if that still doesn't work, you better go find somewhere else. And typically, if I know there's fish there, I'll spend an hour or so, and then I move on. If I'm not sure, it's 15 to 20 minutes, and I don't have a bite, I'm going somewhere else. And it's usually just walking down the bank. I like to start on a spot, and I'll walk as far as a mile down the bank, spending 15 minutes here, 15 minutes there, until I find the fish. If you're fishing for trout, a lot of times they don't stay in one spot. They're moving through an area, and there's got to be something that attracts them to that area, and usually it's food. So find where they're moving through, find the right stuff, and catch fish. Now, you can do a surface temperature, which is typically going to be a little warmer than what's below. What I found is first thing in the morning, so I'm out of my boat, I pull temperature on my fish finder. So typically at first thing in the morning, the water from above the thermocline is going to be the same temperature. And then as the sun comes up and it heats that water, it warms from the top down. So you can take a surface temperature reading and you say, you know, it's 53 degrees, damn good. And then what's that temperature a foot down or 2 feet down? And you can get an idea of if it's 53 and 53, you know that as the sun comes up, it's going to warm that surface water, and that's when you know those fish are going to move deeper, deeper, deeper.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.